that's when I kind of woke up and I kind of had that coming to Jesus moment. And I was like, wow, we can actually make money investing in cryptocurrencies and stuff like Bitcoin. Because back then I had the notion that this was just for like drug dealers, anarchists, people trying to break away from the government, like, and the Fed, all those kind of people. But once I realized there's actually investors in this space, I basically kind of going through this and getting the value from this space, that's when I began looking into it.
You're an entrepreneur, and you make vital decisions that hopefully blossom into a business. You're the savvy, out-of-the-box risk-taker who believes wholeheartedly in the process of innovation. Innovation that will change the world. This is CEO Chat with Gresham Harkless, and you're about to embark on a journey through the awesome world of business. Gresham is the epitome of drive and desire as he works to help support small businesses and entrepreneurship. And you're about to learn from this entrepreneur how you can improve your odds of success in the business world. Welcoming the host of CEO Chat, here's Gresham Harkless.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresham Harkless from CEO Chat, powered by CBNation.co and Blue 16 Media, your choice for all your digital marketing needs.
And this was an awesome chat with Ian Bellina, and he is an influential blockchain and cryptocurrency investor, advisor, and evangelist. He's a former analytics evangelist at IBM, and Ian is now investing in cryptocurrency token sales. And I thought the awesome thing about Ian is how he found that specific niche or something to focus on, and he's just flat out running with it, something that all entrepreneurs and business owners can learn from. For Ian, it's cryptocurrency. For us, it might be a multitude of other things. But I really appreciated the fact that he's had a lot of side ventures which show his work ethic, and he seems to be able to find and see opportunities everywhere from Airbnb sales to a multitude of other things that he's doing. So what I want you to do is just sit back and enjoy this CEO chat with Ian Bellina.
All right, Ian, are you still there with me?
Yes, I am.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I wanted to thank you so much for taking some time out of your schedule. I know you're juggling a lot, so I truly appreciate you kind of taking some time to tell us a little bit about you and your background and your business. So one of the first questions I usually have for everyone is if you could introduce yourself to us, tell us a little bit about you, your story, and what kind of led you to start your business.
All right, sounds good. So hi, everyone. My name is Ian Bellina. I'm a full-time cryptocurrency investor. I'm investing in cryptocurrencies, so things like Bitcoin, Ethereum. I'm also a social media influencer, I guess is the term they call it nowadays. I create educational content on different channels like YouTube, podcasts, blogs, different private groups on educating people on how to invest in cryptocurrencies, because I think this is the next big thing in the future. I got involved in this space about a year ago. Prior to that, I worked 4 years in IBM. I worked 1 year as a covering big data and analytics under the IBM open source brand. And prior to that, I worked 3 years as a sales engineer for IBM Watson Analytics. Prior to that, I worked in IT as an IT consultant at Deloitte Consulting Group. And yeah, I have a technical background, but I've also been an entrepreneur at heart. I love the side hustle. The entire time while working in the corporate world, I always had the different side hustles, from a video production company to an e-commerce business. So I've done everything as a side hustle. I'm also the author of The Complete Freelancer Guide, a book on freelancing. And I also have a startup called Peer Hustle, which is basically think Uber for freelancers, for Uber for local freelancers. So these are multiple different things I'm working on at the same time. They let me basically live out my passion of an entrepreneur and other skill sets I like, and of just being able to work with people and build something into something big.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. I mean, you definitely threw out a lot of terms I'm going to have to ask you more about, especially the idea of cryptocurrency. It's going to be hard for me to spell, even harder for me to say, but what exactly is cryptocurrency and why is that important?
All right. So cryptocurrencies are basically just digital currencies, online currency, right? So regular currency is physical paper cash, right? Then it kind of became digitized with credit cards and online payments. But digital currencies are basically a new form of cryptocurrencies are a new form of digital currency, right? The biggest one is Bitcoin. But the value of this is that it allows people all over the world who are right now called the unbanked population, people who don't have access to banks because of their where they live, the infrastructure is not developed yet. It allows them to join the revolution, join the banking revolution, despite of whatever is holding them back, whether it's dictatorships, whether it's governments, whether it's the economy, infrastructure, whatever. Anybody in the world now has access to money. But not just that, they have access to money in a decentralized manner, meaning that they own the money. It's not owned by a government, right? So if you're in a corrupt region, the government can't tell you what to do. The government can't just take your money. Right? So the money is being put in the hands of the people, right? And they have control of it. So this is why I think it's the next big thing. Bitcoin was the best performing currency of last year, beating out any other currency worldwide. When I joined Bitcoin, it was valid. When I joined this whole cryptocurrency community, Bitcoin, the biggest cryptocurrency, was valid at only about $900. Right now, as we speak, it's worth over $7,000 for one Bitcoin, right? So what other investment asset class can you get a 7x return in less than 1 year, right? So this is why this space is blowing up. It's been featured in the Wall Street Journal. A Bitcoin investor was actually on the cover of Forbes, I think a few months ago. So this is a very hot space, and I think it's the biggest innovation since the internet itself in terms of blockchain technology, which we can talk about later, but it's the underlying technology that makes cryptocurrencies work.
Awesome, awesome. So I would like to hear a little bit more about like what exactly blockchain is and how it's related. But I guess even a further question I have is, when you say you became involved with it, like what does that mean? What does that look like? Because I'm sure a lot of people are listening and would love to be involved or learn more information, but they're not sure exactly like what that means.
So for me, it started last year. I was working at IBM. I had a friend of mine from DC a while back. I met up with him in Silicon Valley, just kind of seeing what he's up to. And he told me about blockchain, Bitcoin. He was pestering me for almost a month to get me introduced him to the director of blockchain at IBM. So I'm like, why do you care about this blockchain, Bitcoin stuff? So he told me he's launching a cryptocurrency fund, basically a hedge fund to invest in cryptocurrencies. And I'm like, aren't you my age? What are you doing starting a hedge fund? All right, so we got talking about the space and how much money he was making. And I'm like, all right, so tell me the actual numbers. How much money are you making? He told me he was making about 200% in 1 year just buying and holding Bitcoin and Ethereum. And me being an investor and an entrepreneur and somebody who likes money, I said, okay, that beats the stock market. So that's when I kind of woke up and I kind of had that coming to Jesus moment. I was like, wow, we can actually make money investing in cryptocurrencies and stuff like Bitcoin. Because back then I had the notion that this was just for like drug dealers, anarchists, people trying to break away from the government, like end the Fed, all those kind of people. But once I realized that they're actually investors in this space, I basically kind of going through this and getting the value from this space, that's when I began looking into it. So I just went to sites like Coinbase.com. It's probably the main site most beginners go to. It's kind of like a standard exchange. You just hook up your bank account, credit card, whatever. You can buy Bitcoin, buy Ethereum. So I began small. I just bought $100 worth of Bitcoin, $100 worth of Ethereum, which is a different cryptocurrency. And I just bought and held that for about a month, and it went up 25% in the first month. That's when I was like, wow, this is pretty legit. So then I bought some more. I bought like $250 worth of Bitcoin and Ethereum. Then in about 2 months, it went up 25% again. No, but it wasn't until, like, I would say probably early this year, probably around February or March, when as I had more confidence in the technology, right, I began adding more money. I put in $2,500 in both Bitcoin and Ethereum, and Ethereum doubled in about a week and a half. So I doubled my money in about a week and a half, and I'm like, you know what, guys? This is it. Like, sell everything, you know, put in as much money, like stop sending money to your 401k, put it in Bitcoin, Ethereum. That's when I began becoming more active in this space. I began attending conferences. So when I went to the conferences, I met the people in this space in real life and met other people who inspired me, other people who made millions just investing in this about 3 years back. And having dinner with them, being able to ask them questions and see their journey through this is what really made me kind of become full-time in this space, right? So in terms of where people can start, I would say start small. I began by just going out there. I went on Amazon, got the best 2 books on cryptocurrencies, in my opinion, and also based on Amazon's ratings. One book called Digital Gold. It's by, I think, New York Times writer. And the second book is called The Age of Cryptocurrency. These 2 books pretty much give you the history of where cryptocurrencies came from, like Bitcoin and Ethereum, and where the space is today. And they're basically good guides to educate you. And those 2 books are pretty much what gave me the confidence to start betting big on this space.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, we'll definitely make sure to try to have those links for those 2 books in our notes for sure, so that anybody that wants to pick those up can. So, no, that's awesome that I guess it's kind of a way of investing. Is that the correct way to kind of term it? Like if you're investing in stocks, you can also invest in the cryptocurrency in kind of like a similar way, just like the stock market or the New York Stock Exchange?
Yes, yeah, correct.
Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. And obviously, you have read a lot about, you know, what's going on. You mentioned that you attended a lot of conferences and stuff. Where do you see the industry going for those people that may be, you know, wondering more about, like, where it's headed? Obviously, you got in very early on, it sounds like. But for people that might just be hearing this now, like, where do you see the future of cryptocurrency going?
Right now, it's still a very young market. The total cryptocurrency market is about only $200 billion in terms of market capitalization. So it's nowhere close to things like Forex and other kind of markets. But right now, institutional investors are starting to come in, right? So people, banks from Wall Street, like the Goldman Sachs and other kinds of investors are starting to come in. We're far from going fully mainstream yet, right? So far from having things like ETFs and having mutual funds get in here. But people are starting to invest in this space, right? So the Mark Cuban recently had an ICO, which is basically creating his first cryptocurrency. He has a project that he backed that had its first cryptocurrency. So lots of people are getting into this space, right, and backing it and giving this space confidence, but it's still very early. I think we're probably 3 years away from this really going mainstream, but that's good, right, because people who are in this space early are able to really leverage and make a ton of money very early on before it goes mainstream and the returns kind of reduce.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. It's kind of like that first mover's advantage if you're kind of like one of the first people there, maybe not the pioneer, so to speak, but still early on before, like you mentioned, it hits mainstream. It gives you a great opportunity to kind of get that incredible ROI. So it's great that you kind of saw that, and then you didn't just see it and you tested it out a little bit, but you also went and you grabbed those two books like you mentioned, and you started going to conferences. So you started to become not just a hope investor, but somebody who actually was informed and is learning more and more about the space every day. So that's awesome to hear that you've been able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that kind of this education and also just kind of forming. So with me, I formed pretty much a private mastermind group with my friends. So every single day on our phone or on a computer, we're just talking about different things about the market, investing in this space. And that was probably the most beneficial thing, just having that group of other people going through the same process with me, being able to basically bounce ideas and just share news and different things and tactics was very helpful.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a very powerful concept, the idea of the mastermind. Could you talk a little bit more about that? Because you always hear that you are who you spend time with. So you wanting to be in this space and learn more about this space, you made it a point to develop a mastermind around that. And you feel like that has also helped you out. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah, it was very big, right? So me and my initial handful of friends just had a simple Telegram group. So something kind of like WhatsApp. And every single day, that kind of became our channel for communication about the different things we're going through as we're investing in this space. Then once it didn't really start to take off until we began going to conferences, and all the people we would meet at the conferences, we would add to our Telegram group, right? So now the mastermind group grew really big, and we began adding very influential people we met at these conferences. And now the value we were getting from that mastermind group basically just kept on multiplying and grew exponentially. To a point where now actually the mastermind group is now a worldwide group where we basically plugged in anything cryptocurrency related worldwide, right? Because now it's that big. But that grew in just 1 year, just from us adding people we met who we thought could offer value and who we also wanted to kind of connect with and add value to their lives as well. And that's been one of the biggest things we've done.
Awesome. Well, cool. So I know we touched a little bit on, cryptocurrency, but there was another thing that you mentioned in the very beginning was this idea of social media influencer. So could you talk a little bit more about like what that means and how, social media has helped you to build that brand and helped out your business?
Yes. So I say social media influencer. I basically launched a platform early in the year just to kind of create content and educate people about finance, mainly millennials, about finance. So initially it was just how to make six figures, how to find a six-figure job, how to have a side hustle, how to be an entrepreneur, how to make money on the side, right? So I was doing that, and then made content via YouTube, Instagram, blog posts, podcast. But after a while, just kind of doing content every single week, eventually I started to have a few contents I made, videos and articles, go viral. And that kind of began getting me a bigger and bigger audience. And now to a point where I've become an influencer, and when I say something, I can basically, people really, really take my word or my opinion they value that my opinion. Right? So for example, if I say, hey, I like this currency I'm investing in, or hey, I like this project, or hey, I like this, right? People really take that into account, and you can measure that effect, right, in terms of analytics, data, traffic, right? So now I get invited to travel around the world for different conferences. This came back from a press trip for a project in Poland. They basically flew me out there just to meet their team and show me what they're working on because they respect my opinion and they think I have a good audience and good following, right? So I did this just by trying out multiple channels at the same time. I basically try to diversify different channels, and because you'll always be surprised what channel gets the biggest reactions, right? So initially I wasn't really big on Twitter, But after a while, I kind of figured Twitter out. Then I kind of went viral on Twitter. Now Twitter is one of my top two social media platforms. YouTube took a while as well, but after a while, when I also kind of found the topic that my audience liked the most, which happened to be cryptocurrencies, and I kind of basically just kept on doubling down on that, that's when I really began to go viral and get that network effect. So now I have a video, which I filmed in my basement about 4 months ago, now it has over 120,000 views. So that video as well has kind of brought in that additional attention. Right? That's where right now most of my audience comes from, that video.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So I guess there's a lot of people obviously listening in that term, you know, going viral, which is what everybody or a lot of people are always trying to capture. So and what have you seen have been like some of those kind of key ways to do that, to go viral or to have success on social media that you can kind of look back at that video that you mentioned and say that's probably why that had so much success?
All right. So, yeah, I think what made that video successful was the first thing was the market, right? I picked a topic people cared about, right? Because prior to that, I had videos that only had 100 views, 500 views that weren't really getting much attention. They were good videos, but people didn't care about that topic, right? So it wasn't until the video before that, I made a video on cryptocurrency, basically on Bitcoin for beginners. And my audience liked that to a point. My average video was getting about 500 views. That video got about 5,000 views. Right, so I heard this from somebody else, from a friend of mine who was also big on YouTube. Right, he has a YouTube channel with over 100,000 subscribers. So he kind of gave me some advice, like, "Hey, when you find a topic people like, double down on that." Right, so I said, "Okay, people like Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. Let me do a second video on this." Right now, when I do my video, I try to differentiate myself by making really in-depth videos. Right, so because nobody was really making videos in-depth on cryptocurrencies. Right, so I went to a conference. It was a conference for something called Initial Coin Offerings, ICOs. I came back and made a video on it that was like 1 hour long, basically kind of educating beginners on what ICOs are and how to invest in them. So it was a 1 hour in-depth video. Production quality was very, very high because I have a background as a former freelancer for video. But I had a team film the video, had them edit the video, added B-roll footage, everything, to a point nobody could really compete with that in my niche. Because everybody else was just filming stuff from their webcams or just random videos. Mine was very structured, very high value in terms of content, and very in-depth. So when I made that video, it started to kind of just pick up. It just kind of grew organically because nobody else was really doing anything like that for that particular topic. Right? So I'd say the things I learned were that double down on what's working. Right, so if you find a topic that your audience likes, double down on that and create content on that nobody else is making. Right, so people in my field are only making short videos, so I made a long video. So things like that.
Now that makes perfect sense, and it kind of sounds like your same investment philosophy that you have when you were thinking about Bitcoin. You did the same thing when it came to the video, where you saw what the market was doing, you did your research, did your homework, you saw something was working, and rather than just dip your toe in, you decided to go deeper in than anybody else had gone in, and that has led to your success and ability to go viral.
Yeah, that definitely helped. Yeah, I think that was one of the key things.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, yeah, it's definitely cool to hear how you've been able to do that. And another big thing that I heard that you mentioned was the idea of like diversification across like different platforms. And I know like especially when heard a lot when Vine started to die down, a lot of those people that were popular on there or influencers on that platform decided or had to make a decision to move over to YouTube or move over to Instagram. But it's good that you kind of knew firsthand that you wanted to kind of test out different platforms and then at the same time make sure that you're diversified in that scope.
Yes, yeah, I think that's definitely something you kind of have to try out, because my philosophy was just go where my audience is and then try to see which platform they like the most, right? So every audience member has a different platform. They like some like Instagram, some like Snapchat, some like Twitter, some like vlogs, some like podcasts, some like video, right? So that's why I always wanted to have multiple different forms of content. And the person I basically kind of follow after is Gary Vaynerchuk, right, and Gary Vee. So he goes out there and does content across all different platforms in a native manner. So I also went out there and tried to follow that same model of let me find my audience where they are and make content for them in all those different platforms.
Yeah, and I mean, he's really big, and Gary Vee is really big on repurposing content as well, too. So he's taking a form of content and making sure that he repurposes it in a different way on each platform so that people can consume his content in a different way. So it's great that you definitely adopted that same philosophy.
Yeah, I mean, so actually, for example, like my podcast is basically me getting the videos from the audio from my videos, and then kind of have an editor who goes through it and now basically kind of customizing that for the podcast medium.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And I guess I know one other thing that you mentioned in the very beginning was this concept or this idea of side hustles. And, you know, a lot of people want to be entrepreneurs and they might have a 9-to-5 and they're thinking about doing certain things. So they might have certain side hustles or they might want to pay off their student loans or, you know, a number of things that people need extra income coming through. So, I mean, could you give us, you being like the king of side hustles, could you give us maybe two or three tips or pieces of advice you would give for somebody that is looking to start out a side hustle or they have a side hustle that may not be going as well as they would have hoped? What would you definitely give them or pieces of advice you would tell them?
Right. I mean, so first thing is first, I'd figure out what kind of side hustle you're going to be doing, right? So for example, I've done multiple side hustles from just being a videographer, right? So if you're going to try to monetize a skill you have, the first tip I would say is do it for free and build up the portfolio and build up something called social proof. Right? Basically, try to get high clients, right? Well-known clients that, hey, if you, these people in your portfolio said, I've worked with them, that will get you customers for days, right? So that's kind of what I did. I, as a videographer, I went out there, and I would just go to the different events and just film stuff for free, right? So I went to an event with the Washington Redskins, went to Pierre Garçon's Think Boys and Girls Club Bash or whatever, or fundraiser, and I filmed that 2 years in a row for free, right? But having that footage and saying, hey, I've done worked on events like this, is something I can add to my portfolio. And then also, second tip I would say is try to partner with other people. Right. So, for example, I got that event or that invite by partnering with a pageant program, with a Miss and Mrs. DC pageant program. Right. So I became to a point where I became the official videographer for Miss DC. Right. So whenever they had events, they would invite me and I'll go there and film the events for free. I'll film the events, edit the events for free. But it was just putting my brand name out there, building my portfolio, putting up my work, right, to a point where it came to a point where I just, once I began charging for it, I had a really good portfolio of well-known clients, right, and people could say, okay, wow, if he's worked with these people, we can definitely work with him and pay him X amount of money because we think it's worth this amount of money, right? So that's one way I would say if you're going to try to monetize a skill as a side hustle, right, whether it's working as a photographer, as a baker or whatever, right, build up a portfolio that you can eventually charge people for. But do that, kind of, the cheat code is to do it for free, right? Because people will let you do almost anything for free, right? Because they say, hey, it's free, right? So you can use that to your leverage by just contacting companies you normally wouldn't even contact, right? So if you're in the D.C. region, maybe you contact the Wizards, maybe you contact the White House, maybe you contact some politicians, right? So for example, I filmed the Washington, D.C. mayor debates. I just went there with my camera and just filmed that, right? But once you start building this portfolio, right, now it becomes very credible. The second tip I would say is find ways to minimize your expenses by making money, right? So some people do Uber. For me, I traveled a lot when I was working with IBM. I was covering all of North America. So I figured out a way to basically make money while I was away from home by renting my place out on Airbnb. Right, so whenever I had to travel, I'd make sure my place was booked on Airbnb. So while I was away, I was making money, and basically some months I was basically staying there for free. Right, to a point where last year I made $27,000 just from Airbnb as a side hustle. Right, so there's so many different ways you can make money on the side that I think if you kind of start to open your mind and your eyes to what's out there, there's so many different ways to achieve that.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And $27,000 is nothing to laugh at. That's definitely a good amount to say. And again, it's on the side. It's because you're already going out and you're hustling, you're traveling to someplace else. And then rather than you have your place just be open and no one there, you decided to bring in another stream of revenue. So that's very incredible that you saw that. And I think a lot of people don't necessarily see, like, there's a tremendous amount of opportunities around. You just have to kind of have your eyes open and look at them.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, awesome. So I know you mentioned a little about, the Washington Redskins, which I'm a huge Cowboys fan, so I'm not crazy about them. But I do respect the fact of being in this area and there's so many opportunities and things to do for people here. So I guess being in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area, what do you think makes this a great place to be an entrepreneur and business owner?
I mean, because you have so many different people. It's one of the largest metropolitan areas in the country, right? And because you have D.C., you also have Maryland, you have Virginia, then you also have the colleges, right? You have Georgetown, GW, Howard, American, right? All these different, College Park, George Mason, right? So almost anything you want to do is within reach here in D.C., right? Maybe you have to go to Virginia or D.C. or Nova, whatever, but everything you want to do, doesn't matter what kind of business, what kind of skill you're trying to do, what kind of hustle you're trying to do, right? It can be done here in D.C. If you just kind of find that right place and kind of delve into that niche, go deep down, build your brand there, Right? I think anything you want to do is available here. So that's what makes it great.
Yeah, I would definitely agree and definitely echo that. And I know you mentioned some things that you had in the works for the future. Could you give us an idea of maybe some projects that you're working on in the future?
Yeah, I mean, so right now I'm looking to, I mean, I left IBM about a month and a half ago. Now, full-time investing in cryptocurrencies, so I'm traveling the world as I'm basically kind of playing kind of like Shark Tank, right? Trying to find the next blockchain startups to invest in. And now while doing that, I'm also creating content around that, right? So it's kind of following my one of the people I look up to, as I mentioned earlier, Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary V, starting a video log where I travel around the world and I basically have a camera crew kind of like document the process, the journey of investing in this space, right? So it's pretty exciting. I have a videographer that used to work with Will.i.am. So now they're going to take what I'm doing already, right, just kind of documenting that and making content out of that, right, which we can then repurpose into different platforms for YouTube, for Instagram, what have you, right, while I'm also out there investing in this space.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, that's definitely in the vein of Gary V, where he's always traveling around. He has a videographer to kind of document everything. So that'll be pretty exciting to see, especially people that aren't familiar with cryptocurrency or learning just a little bit about it. You're kind of like the tail end, or at the very beginning, I should say, of it taking off. So that'll be pretty exciting to kind of see.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. So is there anything, I know we touched on a lot of different things. You gave us a lot of tremendous value, and I appreciate that. Is there anything else that you think that you might want to tell our readers or our listeners? And then another question that I have is, you know, if after that is just what's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
Yeah, so other things I'm working on, I mean, I'm just trying to put out as much content as possible in this space, right? I want to educate people, give people lots of content for free, right? Because I think this is the next big thing, but people are still sleeping on it. So that's kind of my job right now, is just to go out there, evangelize blockchain, evangelize investing in cryptocurrencies, because this can really change people's lives. I mean, people can retire from this. I mean, like for me, I've been able to retire at the age of 29 from this, right? So I think this is definitely big. So I just want to go out there and educate people, especially millennials, right? Because this is the wave of the future, right? So I want to make sure people who are trying to, whether make extra money on the side, whether leave their job full-time and find a new way to make money. I think I just want to make content around this space. Best way to reach me, I have a website, ianbalina.com, ianbalina.com. You can find me on social media. My handle on all different platforms is at Diary of a Made Man, DiaryOfaMadeeMan, right? So at Diary of a Made Man. So that's my handle for Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat, everywhere.
Awesome, Ian. I truly appreciate that. And we'll have the links for those in your handle in the show notes. So anybody that might be driving or something, you can make sure that you can still follow them. So I truly appreciate you kind of taking time out of your schedule. There's a lot of great content, a lot of great information. I see why you're traveling across the world. So I just want to thank you again for taking time out of your schedule and truly appreciate that.
Well, thank you for having me.
No problem. You have a good rest of the day, Ian.
All right, you too.